Would you ever use that?
No, we does, and whenever we go anywhere, we just go where we know which way we go and the direction we go. Mm-hmm.
Where would you say all the main offices are located?
Like in town or something? Well, I tell you, most of them is everywhere. We has main office. We has most of downtown. Mm-hmm. Like your gas and your lights. But your water, you have to go out Catherine Street and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And where are all the oldest and largest stores located?
Well, most of them has to move out in Bel-Air Mall. Somebody like you go shopping, like most of all the largest stores are moved out. There's about a few of them down on Dolphin Street, not mm-hmm. too many of them. Most of the little local stores now, but most of them out, way out. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now there are neighborhoods that can be identified by particular racial groups. Like, would you say that there's a definite black section of Mobile and white, mm-hmm. or maybe any other nationality groups?
It's all mixed now. Mm-hmm. All that can change. You can live either way you want anyway now. Be together, associate with each other. I mean like schools mm-hmm. and parties and all, and just enjoy yourself. That's all. That's all it is in life. Not enjoy. No one against each other, nothing like that. Just enjoy each other. But I mean to say, you know, like we go to town, we don't have to worry about it. And speak there, speak to you, speak back, and walk together. It's a big, great change since I've been here in Mobile. And I think it's wonderful. And everybody go to school together. Don't even have a bit of problem here in Mobile at all.
That's great.
It's really nice. Everybody be together and study together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, there used to be neighborhoods. You said this has changed.
It didn't used to be like that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Because when I was coming up, if you had to sit, the white be in the front and the mm-hmm. colored in the back. But now everybody sits where they want to sit, to eat where they want to eat with each other. If they want it, they don't have to. So it's just a change, and it's really nice. Mm-hmm.
Now, did there used to be neighborhoods? Like, what? Was there a special black neighborhood?
Yeah, used to be. But now it's different. You can stay either way you want, next door to each other, across the street.
Do you remember where that was?
Well, it's probably not right around here. Out. That's most of all this is out now, you know, like out, living out.
I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are there any religious groups of people or sections of town, for instance, Jewish or Catholic or?
Well, ever since I know it, I've been here in Mobile. Catholic, white and colored always have been together.
Mm-hmm.
When during the time when they didn't want to, you know, associate with each other, they always have been together. Mm-hmm. Catholic, always have been like that. But now here lately, you can go to any church you want.
Mm-hmm.
They come to the colored church when they want to. And they sing, and each other go to each other's church and sing if they want. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
it's just wonderful. It's, you know how it is now. We get along, it's fine.
Now, is there a special neighborhood where all the very, very rich people live? If you were going to tell me where all the real rich people
live. I wish I knew. But I don't know. And most all of them moved out.
Oh, really?
Yes, some of them live way out. Most of the rich people live way out.
Which direction? West?
About like you go out to Spring Hill and on down and on out.
Mm-hmm.
Way out. That's most of the rich people live way out.
Okay, now how about very, very poor?
Well, we can't tell the difference in the poor and the rich. You know, I mean, say, you know you can't tell them, but they all live around each other, but most of the richer people have moved way out.
I see.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, would you say that there's any special shopping area that's only for the very rich people, or?
Uh-uh. Everybody, but I'm going to tell you, everybody mostly go to Bel-Air Malls because it's built it large,
mm-hmm.
and most of the stores had moved off of Dolphin Street, and that's where they moved out, and everybody goes out there and enjoy their shopping because it's a wonderful place out there.
Now, all the stores used to be on Dolphin
Street? Yeah, they moved out, and girl, it is nice out there. And the first time I went, my daughter taking me, and I enjoy going out there all the time. And my husband, I can stay all day long, and never at night time. But it's really, it's something to look at, and it's nice to walk around all those stores.
That's
It's really not. Oh, it's so large. Sure. Big old place. But it's a few down on Dawn, but not too many.
Uh-huh.
But all the bigger stores and all moved out.
Okay. Can you tell me about some very well-known places in Mobile, the landmarks or anything, if there are any landmarks?
Landmarks.
Say a visitor was going to come and you were going to tell them about Mobile and the special places to go see.
Yes, plenty to see. Because they have built a lot of different clubs and things. Mm-hmm. You can go and see how pretty they are and different buildings and things. And just like someone want to come here and visit, and there's plenty of people want to look at Bishop State inside, you know, and just walk because he done built it so large. And some of them likes to come and look, take a look, you know, tour through the buildings and look and see how it is.
Okay, can you tell me about some historical landmarks that you know about?